win over depression, your beacon of hope in the realm of mental health. I am your host, Tamara Trotter. I am your companion on the journey to reclaiming joy and resilience. In this podcast, we'll unravel the vital importance of managing your well-being amidst life's challenges. From practical strategies to uplifting stories and expert advice, each episode is a roadmap to cultivating mental wellness and overcoming the grip of depression. Whether you are seeking solace for yourself or supporting a friend, here you will find the tools and inspiration to navigate the complexities of emotional health. Join me as we embark on a transformative quest to prioritize self-care, resilience, and the triumph of the human spirit. Let's together redefine the narrative of depression and embrace a life of purpose and fulfillment. Today, we'll be talking about why depression is so prevalent and why people commit suicide. Depression is prevalent for several interconnected reasons. There are biological factors such as genetics, brain chemistry, and hormonal imbalances that predispose individuals to depression. Certain genes and neurotransmitters play a role in regulating mood, and alterations in these systems can increase the risk of developing depression. So if you have a close family member, someone in your immediate family that has been diagnosed or who has suffered with depression or a mental illness, then you are automatically predisposed to this condition, which means it's through no fault of your own that you may need to learn more about how to overcome mental illness in your life. Another reason why depression and mental illness is so prevalent in the world is also due to psychological factors like trauma, stress, low self-esteem, and negative thinking patterns. These patterns contribute to the onset and persistence of depression. Traumatic experiences, especially during childhood, can have long-lasting effects on mental health. So think back on your childhood. It should have been a positive experience where you were learning, growing, and experiencing the world. But if something happened to you of a traumatic nature, that could be the reason that you may be feeling inadequate and have low self-esteem. So think back to your childhood and think about whether or not there was something that happened that maybe you suppressed or maybe you kept to yourself. There's absolutely nothing wrong with seeking therapy or getting some help for these thoughts and feelings. There are also social and environmental factors, which include poverty, unemployment, loneliness, social isolation, and a lack of social support. Living in environments with high levels of stress or adversity can increase the likelihood of experiencing depression. And you probably had absolutely no way of getting out of a living situation, especially when you were a child. So you owe it to yourself to take the necessary steps to get better. There are also lifestyle factors, which include a poor diet, lack of exercise, substance abuse, and inadequate sleep. You'd be very surprised how important getting 6 to 9 hours of sleep every single night is essential, because these factors can also affect brain function, mood regulation, and overall well-being. So when it comes to delving into the reason that mental health is so prevalent, we need to really look at the past in order to help us determine the future. Oftentimes, mental illness was never discussed in families. That is true today. And because we don't talk about it, it continues to be a silent disease. And there are also cultural and societal influences that affect mental health. And the stigma surrounding mental health is what is impacting the prevalence of depression. There may be also a lack of awareness or understanding of mental health issues, which leads to underreporting and undertreatment of depression. As a matter of fact, mental health in general is the most undertreated condition in the entire world. In addition to that, the lifestyle that you live in terms of the modern lifestyle, living in a fast-paced environment, can contribute to feelings of stress, overwhelm, and disconnection. Technology and social media can also play a role in exacerbating feelings of loneliness and inadequacy. In addition to that, it's so important that we are aware of what our children are doing, who is influencing them, and who their friends are. Children are committing suicide in record numbers, and children as young as 8 years old are committing suicide because they are being bullied in school. In addition to that, other factors include a lack of access to mental health care, which includes financial barriers, the shortage of mental health professionals, and this is what is preventing individuals from receiving timely and adequate treatment for depression. So if you or someone you know can relate to any of these factors, you should be getting some type of help and letting your family or friends know exactly how you're feeling. And that is why Win Over Depression is in existence, in order to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health and to encourage people that having a mental health diagnosis is not a life sentence, and you can actually lead a very fulfilling life if you seek help, get medication for treatment if it's needed, and follow the instructions of a physician. I cannot stress enough how important it is for you to be proactive in your quest and your fight to overcome the symptoms and circumstances that have caused you to feel like you are sinking in quicksand, which is often how people who suffer from a mental health condition feel. Why are some people either susceptible to suicide or are more than likely to make attempts on their life? Not everyone has the ability to cope with mean people and the circumstances that they find themselves in. Suicide is a deeply complex issue, and the reasons behind it vary greatly from person to person. But some common factors are having a mental illness that is not being addressed, impaired judgment, and exacerbated feelings of hopelessness and despair. And it is a situation where you, every single day, have to figure out how to rise to the occasion, to continue living life to its fullest and doing the best that you can to survive. And most people aren't able to do that, and that is why they attempt suicide. These persistent feelings of hopelessness, despair, and emotional pain can overwhelm individuals to the point that they view suicide as the only way to escape from their suffering. Many times, their minds have been made up and they have made a plan and they are unrelenting when it comes to carrying out that plan. Sometimes there are warning signs And sometimes it happens out of the blue, and the family and friends of that individual had no idea that that person even suffered from depression or had a mental health condition. So what can we do in order to better understand those who may have suicidal ideation? One of the things that we can do is talk with them and find out where they see themselves in the next year, in the next 2 years, the next 5 years. If they are very distant and withdrawn and really don't have a plan, then that is a warning sign that they really don't have a plan because they imagine not being here. So whatever you can do to keep in touch with someone that you are concerned about, that you make it a point to check on them every day at different times, that you ask them to call and update you on. Oftentimes there are secrets that some of the closest friends of individuals don't even know about, and this can cause someone to be contemplating suicide. Unfortunately, over 800,000 people commit suicide every single year, which relates to one person every 50 seconds is committing suicide and ending their life. There are also some chronic pain and illness that may lead someone to want to take their life because of the severe pain, a terminal illness, and they want to just escape the suffering and preserve their dignity. If there is a history of suicide in the family of an individual, that family and everyone in that family is susceptible to having a mental health condition. So whatever you can do to keep your symptoms at bay and to help. I know that this is a very tough topic, but because May is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, I wanted to just get ahead of that by talking about what we can do during the month of May to support those mental health professionals who work day in and day out to find ways to reach others. So when we can do our part, meaning that be aware of the people around us and their behavior, that is going to help these mental health professionals figure out who they may need to treat and be able to reach them before it gets to the point of suicide. So if you are listening to this podcast and you are contemplating suicide, please do not take your life. Consider what other people will feel, even though you're feeling bad right now. By you taking your life, it's only going to add the stress, strain, and pain to another individual, and they will not understand why you took your life, and they will blame themselves. So if you can decide tonight to not take your life and reach out to your accountability coach or partner tomorrow, that is the best decision that you could possibly make right now. Even if you have to go back and listen to all 119 episodes of Win Over Depression to give you some hope and encouragement, for you to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, I encourage you to do that. I care about you. I want to see you thriving and surviving and managing your depression rather than giving up. Because remember, giving up is never an option. We must stay in the game of life because the storms of life cannot last always. And just like every physical storm that we see in our weather reports, those storms always pass. And so your storm will pass as well. I never want to end my podcast without thanking you so very much for listening. You are the best part of Win Over Depression, and I thank you so much for listening, tuning in every Friday when we drop an episode, and spreading the awareness about this podcast. I want you to also remember that we have a TikTok page called Win Over Depression. We have many little tips and suggestions to help you get through your week and through your days. So I encourage you to go there and become a subscriber. You can also reach us on Pinterest at TT Mental Health Expert. You can find us on LinkedIn, Pinterest, and you can also find us on Twitter. Remember that your life is worth living, and even if you feel terrible right now, you can get to a better place. I cannot tell you it will be easy, but I can tell you that it will be worth it, and you will start to feel better. In the month of May, I will be releasing a course on 30 days to improving your mental health. So I'll be talking to you more about that. I'm excited, and I know that it is going to help people take their life back. So stay in the game of life, and I will see you next Friday on Win Over Depression. Take care.